Hey everyone, this is Brother Bruce Mejia here from Faith Word Baptist Church in Amani, California. I just want to make a quick video just to give you my thoughts and to elaborate on the sermon that I preached on Sunday on the homos. Now on Sunday I preached a sermon entitled Reprobate Pride Month. And it was a sermon basically exposing the sodomites and what the Bible says about them. I spent some time basically defining some of the terms that the Bible uses to describe these filthy perverts. And then also the process of how they got to that point, and then what should be our perspective, what should be our view in regards to them. And of course, I preached a sermon in lieu of the fact that we're in the month of June, which the state of California and different states take time to basically celebrate for an entire month, a month of perversion and sodomy. And, you know, there's a good response. Of course, there's a lot of people in our movement who believe just like us, and they appreciate the sermon. They appreciate the biblical truths that are being preached. But also, when you preach a sermon like this, obviously you're going to have trolls and reprobates who actually come on the channel and basically try to refute what you're saying from the Bible. And so I just want to make a video just to basically refute one of their main arguments that they use. But I also want to talk about a specific troll that has been on the channel. And the reason I want to highlight this guy is because I personally know him myself. And his name is Dave Burse. Okay. Now, Dave Burse is a guy who, as far as I know, attends the church that I came from, Pacific Baptist Church in Long Beach, California. Now, this guy, for years, has always been known as being a shady character, someone who is not above reproach, and in times past has obviously has had attributes and characteristics of being a false teacher. And obviously looking back in hindsight, you can see that he's a reprobate. Years ago, he was questionable whether he was a sodomite or not. And I come from a church that did not boot out the sodomites. And, you know, my father-in-law preached hard against them, but he didn't hold the view that sodomites couldn't be saved. But he did preach hard. He did preach hard against them. So this guy actually years ago was kicked out of our church for being someone who basically caused a lot of division, for influencing the young people and getting them out of the church and so on and so forth. And this is something that was commonly reported back in the day. This is not slander. This is not, you know, false information. This is actually something that's true. But this guy is just so happens to find my sermon on these reprobates, and automatically he just jumps on and starts defending them and saying how they can be saved, and you know, we're preachers of hate. Which, by the way, I don't deny for one second that I'm a preacher of hate. And in fact, I'm thankful that he recognized that, and you know, that he sees that I have a lot of hate in my heart for these filthy homos. But I want to make this video obviously to refute some of the things that he's saying, not to convince him. Because the Bible tells us that reprobates are ever learning, but they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So you can give these sodomites as much biblical truth as you want, but you'll never be able to convince them because they'll never be able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So I'm not making this video to convince him. I do want to make it to expose who he is so that those who know him and those who may be watching this video from my old church would stay away from him. Okay, and keep their children away from him as well, if he still attends the church there. But one of the common things that he was saying, and it's a common argument that a lot of these perverts use and these defenders of the reprobates use, is 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 9. Now, 1 Corinthians 6, 9, just let me start off by saying that I agree with every single word that it says in the King James Bible. You see, one of the first things that he says is, what about 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 9, where it says, you know, homosexuals and sodomites and such were some of you. Well, he's not quoting the King James Bible when he says that, okay? He's actually quoting the New King James Bible, which he openly says that he uses and professes to use. Well, in 1 Corinthians, let's read what 1 Corinthians 6 and 9 says. It says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites. Now, the King James Bible does not render verse number 9 as homosexuals and sodomites. It says abusers of themselves with mankind. Now, anyone who claims to be KJV only would obviously agree that the New King James Bible is a perversion of God's word. And this is a perfect example of how that looks like. Because verse number 9 says homosexuals and sodomites, whereas the King James Bible does not say that. Well, let's look to see what the NIV says. It says in verse number 9 of the NIV, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, which is not what the King James Bible says. Let's look at what the ESV says. It says, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality. You see, all the versions, the false versions of the Bible, will render it as sodomites, as homosexuals, and these reprobates, but that's not what the King James Bible renders it as. Okay? It says effeminate, which is a guy who basically, you know, is soft and a little light on his toes. And then it says abusers of themselves with mankind. Now, the word sodomite is actually used multiple times in the Bible. So is reprobate, and so are different terms that the Bible would use to reference these filthy perverts. So why would Paul not use that word to explicitly say what he's referring to in verse number 9? You know, he doesn't use sodomite, he doesn't use reprobate, he uses abusers of themselves with mankind. Now, you say, well, what does that mean then? You know, if he's saying abusers of themselves with mankind, and it's not referring to homosexuals, what is it talking about? Well, here's the interesting thing, is that 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 9 is the only place that you'll find that phrase used, abusers of themselves with mankind. You won't find that anywhere else in the Bible. It's a phrase that Paul the Apostle used only once. Now, we'll say this, is that in 1 Timothy chapter number 1, you'll find a phrase that is very similar to abusers of themselves with mankind. And in fact, if you read both of them in context in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, it fits perfectly with like a glove that it's actually talking about a fornicator. Okay, now let me read to you from 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 9. But before I read this to you, let me just say that in the Bible, often God in one verse will put two different words that mean the same exact thing to basically elaborate what they mean. Okay, and 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 9 is a perfect example of that. And verse 10, it says here in verse number 9, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient. So who is someone who is lawless? Is someone who is disobedient. It says for the ungodly and for sinners. Well, what's a sinner? Someone who's ungodly. It says for unholy and profane. What does unholy mean? Unholy is someone who is profane. Profane is someone who is unholy. It says for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers. For manslayers. What is a manslayer? Well, it's a murderer. Okay. In verse number 10, it says for whoremongers. What is a whoremonger? A whoremonger is basically a man who sleeps around a lot. Okay, is a man who fornicates a lot. It's a male slut. It's a male whore. And then it goes on to say, for them that defile themselves with mankind. Well, if you look at the pattern here in verse number 9 and 10, he's using one word to define another, and they're both completely different from one another, but they mean the same thing. So a whoremonger is a man who basically fornicates a lot. Well, what is a person who defiles themselves with mankind? That's a woman who fornicates a whole lot as well. Well, that fits perfectly with 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, someone who abuses themselves with mankind. And in fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, you'll see later on that he spends a lot of time talking about the person who is a harlot and someone who fornicates. In verses 15 through 20, you see that. Let me read a portion of it to you. It says in verse number 16, what? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. And so it spends the remainder of the chapter talking about a harlot, someone who fornicates. Well, that works perfectly with the adulterer, the effeminate, and those who abuse themselves with mankind. Okay, and I think that fits perfectly. Now, I don't think anybody can point to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 9 and say that it's sodomites if they're using a King James version of the Bible. Obviously, they can say that if they're using a New King James, an NIV, or an ESV, or if they're reading some liberal book that uses those versions of the Bible, that's where they're getting their definition from. They're not getting it from the King James Bible. Now, look. If I were to tell you, those of you who believe once saved, always saved, and that the way you get saved is by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, if I came to you with a verse and said, you know, well, what about where the Bible says, you know, they that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. We obviously know that that's not how you get saved, is by enduring unto the end. You get saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And in fact, you will probably say something to me like this. You will probably say, well, you know, that's one verse, whereas there's dozens of verses, hundreds of verses in the Bible that teach us that it's by believe only. And you would say, you're just misinterpreting that one verse. Well, you know, you need to hold yourself to that same standard when it comes to this subject as well. Because there's dozens of verses that teach that sodomites cannot be saved. And if you have one verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 9, that may allude to them possibly being able to get saved, you're just misinterpreting that one verse. You need to go with the 20 that are saying the same exact thing. And Romans 1 is very clear that they're given over to a reprobate mind. They're reprobate concerning the faith, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And the Bible clearly teaches us that they cannot be saved. And in fact, in Romans chapter 1, it says that they're haters of God. How can someone be a hater of God, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved? You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Reprobate means rejected. What are the rejected concerning? The faith, which is the ability to believe. Showing us clearly that sodomites, who are reprobates according to Romans chapter 1, cannot be saved. Okay? So don't come at me with 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 9 and say, well, you know, that means sodomites. No, if you're King James only, you cannot say that that means sodomites, because that is a rendition of the New King James. That's a rendition of the ESV. That's a rendition of the NIV and all the other perversions of the Bible. Okay? So I just want to make that quick video just to elaborate on 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. And I preached a sermon, an entire sermon on 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, which I'll link in the description below. I also preached a sermon on 2 Timothy chapter 3 entitled Men of Corrupt Minds, where I elaborate on this. And go ahead and watch my sermon on Sunday on the Reprobate Pride Month, where I talk about that. And I go through every single verse where this is mentioned and where the Bible talks about this. But I also want to make a video to expose this, you know, this reprobate by the name of Dave Burse. You know, and if anybody from my old church is watching this video, you know, you may not agree with me on everything, and you may not even like me, but hey, you know, I care for your family and I care for your children enough to say you need to be careful with that guy. And look, don't take my word for it. Confront him yourself. Say, hey, do you use a New King James version of the Bible? Do you deny that the King James Bible is the only inspired and preserved word of God, which is what Pacific Baptist Church holds to? They hold to the doctrine that the King James Bible is the inspired and preserved word of God. Does he deny that? And then lastly, ask him, do boys live with you at your house? Don't let them skirt around that. Don't let them beat around the bush. Ask him, do you have boys living in your house? Have you had boys living in your house? Okay. You know, and stay away from that guy. You know, people are so concerned about staying away from me and don't talk to me. All right, well, you know, that's fine. But you know what? You should stay away from the reprobate Dave Burse as well. Okay. And at least I'm preaching the Bible. At least I'm telling you the truth. At least I'm using Bible verses, you know. At least I got people in church. Whereas this guy, who's some false teacher, pervert, is leading young men astray, you know. If you don't believe me, ask the leaders in the church about that. You know, they can validate for that. So he's a faggot. He's a reprobate. I hate him. Just like I hate any other reprobate that I meet or that I know, or even those I don't know. So take it for what it's worth. Listen to the sermon. You know, if you're King James only, you can't deny what the Bible says in regards to this subject. All right. So that's pretty much it. God bless and have a good one.